to submit initial inventories of their data centers, and then also to finalize those inventories and then submit initial and final plans for consolidating those data centers. So what we wanted to try and do is to poll the government entities and find out what they thought of the initiative, how they plan to do some consolidation, and some of the things we heard back from them were that funding was a major issue. There's no additional money that goes for this cause, so that was going to be a major challenge for them.
Now, that's almost, I mean, I know part of the drive to consolidate the data centers is because, at least according to Vivek Kundra, federal data centers not used nearly as much as, I think the stat that he uses is like only 15% or something like that.
Right. The computing power of the data centers is being underutilized, as well as the
all which costs money.
Cells, right. And then they also are a huge drain on electrical power. So if you have one server running one application, that's drawing energy. And when you take advantage of some of the technologies out there today, that can help reduce energy costs, floor space, as well as computing costs in the long run.
So one would sense that you'd be able to actually save money as a result of this, that there wouldn't need to be additional cost investment. Is that not necessarily the case?
That's not necessarily the case. Unfortunately, there has to be an upfront investment. Some of the agencies, for example, to implement virtualization, you need the upfront money to buy the software. In some cases, you might need to buy new servers that can run that software. In some cases, the systems and the applications that you want to virtualize are just not architected in a way that will allow for that. The same with trying to introduce cloud computing. The architecture of whatever the application is might not allow for that kind of technology usage. So there needs to be some upfront spending in many cases in order to realize the back-end gains.
One of your other findings and the big concerns out there is that the Obama administration wants to do this very quickly.
Right. There's no deadline for the actual time frame for consolidation itself, but because they wanted the inventories and the plans so quickly, what we heard from the government people we talked to is that might have limited what they were able to do. In other words, they didn't have time to bring in the facilities and the sustainability people and look at, well, could we remodel this space? Should we consider moving to a new geographic location? So it may impede some of the end goals. But what we did see is that most agencies are moving towards this and they plan to do some implementations. It's just going to be on a smaller scale and taking baby steps towards the end goal.
And my sense in reading it was that they're almost moving so quickly that a lot of the tools that they need to actually implement this in a real way might not be there in the way that they need them to be.
That's correct. They've been challenged to try and put these plans together rather quickly. But on the good news is on the few, we've been able to obtain a few of the agency's initial plan submissions as well as a couple of their final plan submissions. And what we saw from the few that we've been able to read is that many of them do plan to, even though they had to get their plans in, as part of their whole process, they're going to go back and take some needed time to really reevaluate the situation and see what they can do to move forward and try and get some gains from the whole effort.
The other piece of this is we always talk about the culture issue, a lot of cultural issues here.
Right, absolutely. And in fact, it's not such an interesting in fact, but when we talk to people, we talk to people at the data center manager level as well as people in the CIO office level. And as you might expect, their attitudes were slightly different. Some of the people at the data center manager level were a little scared and afraid they might lose their job or that they might lose some of their employees or that this is an unfunded mandate that yet I've got to go through and check all the boxes for. But at the CIO level, most of the people seem to be really on board, receptive, understood why the movement was taking place and were very willing to cooperate.
My sense is almost there's some folks out there who probably have some PC that's running in a closet somewhere, and they don't think of that as a server. And I'm not sure those people are, you know, they're probably not even thinking that they're part of the server consolidation plan.
Well, I think you would be surprised to see that it looks like from the data that we got from some of the newer inventories that they seem to count at a much lower level. Back in the fall of 2009, there was a budget data request for data center inventories, and we were able to obtain summaries of that information. And when you compare it to some of the inventories we were able to receive from these newer calculations, it looked like there were a larger number and that they probably did go to the server closet level. And in fact, that's where we're seeing, where we think we're going to see the most movement. Most of the agencies that have very large data centers and that intend to take, for example, DHS, take the 24 data centers and consolidate them into two, those massive efforts, for the most part, are already underway. We think what the data center initiative has stimulated is combining some of these little server closets or smaller server rooms and trying to gain some efficiencies there.
Well, it seems like there's a lot of efficiencies just in clearing those out.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
The other part, a big chunk of the report is what does this mean for vendors? Walk us through a little bit of that, because there are some implications here for the contracting community.
Oh, absolutely. We definitely got the sense that the agencies are going to need help with this whole effort. They're going to need additional help with planning. They're going to need additional help with designing their solutions, implementing their solutions. But unfortunately, on the back end, what could happen is once the data centers are consolidated and more efficient and managed at a easier pace and rate, there may not be as much need for contractors. And there's some evidence of that in the commercial world. So it could have some ramifications on the back end, but there's definitely some opportunities out there for contractors. And we've been seeing some interesting, innovative products from contractors as well and vendors in this area, such as unified computing and modular data center components and some pretty neat energy management type solutions. So it's an exciting time, but it's going to take a long time, and it's going to be baby steps to get there.
But it's, as we often talk about in these situations, the people who have innovative solutions are going to be much more at the forefront.
Right, and they can help educate the agencies. Some of these agencies may have never considered some of the energy management solutions that they might be able to implement. So the contractors can definitely educate them on the available innovative technology and energy management type solutions and help satisfy their needs that way.